it's here and now. Tomorrow, cigar-smoking aficionados from around the world will descend on Copenhagen for the next round of the Cigar-Smoking World Championship. What's that, you say? Well, let's bring in an expert. Last year's winner, Darren Chaffee, became the first American to win the world championship. He also owns the Nashville cigar maker Principal Cigars. Darren, welcome. And what happens at these contests? Is there a cigar-smoking race?
It's sort of the opposite of that. It's a slow smoking event. So everyone's given the exact same cigar, which is fairly small. It's a cigar that you might smoke in 20 or 30 minutes. The main goal is to smoke it for as long as possible without the cigar going out.
Without the cigar going out. So you can take your time between puffs, but if it goes out, you're done.
Yeah, you can puff as infrequently as you wish, but if you lose it, it's over.
And so do you have a strategy? How do you do it? How do you make it take so long?
Oh, geez. I mean, you're really dancing on the edge of not smoking at all. I always say it's simultaneously incredibly exciting and the world's most boring activity, because you're barely puffing away at the cigar. And then they make it even more complicated with a whole bunch of other rules, like you can't blow on it, you can't blow through it, you can't set it down. Before I ever competed, when I read the list of rules, I was a little bit scared. It sounded kind of daunting, but it's actually very fun.
Do you have to train for this?
I never did. I know that there are people out there that do it twice a day, for years. Huh. But if you, it's really anybody's game, because, 50% of it is the cigar you select. So if you understand how cigars are made and you know how to select a good cigar, you have half the battle right there. Beyond that, it becomes your skill, knowing how the cigar is burning, knowing what it might do based on what it's doing. And if you're a real cigar smoker, you do have a shot at these things.
Now, you are the first American, as we said, to win the championship. You were the only American ranked in the top 20 cigar smokers. Now you've got some company.
Yeah, it was been going on for about 6 years. And when I won, it was really trippy to see my name and USA as the only American on the list. But I'm proud to say that after we had our qualifying round in Nashville, there are two other Americans that are ranked on that top 20 list.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
And how long have you been smoking cigars? How did you fall in love with cigars?
When I was in high school, I started dabbling in antiques, and I quickly got into antique paper, which led to advertising artwork. And I discovered tobacco and cigar advertising, which to this day is some of the finest color printing that the world has ever seen. And I started traveling heavily looking for that in Europe and the Caribbean. And at some point, I started smoking cigars, and then I started dealing in vintage cigars and, early unsmoked stuff. We have examples back from the 1870s of early tobacco, and then I just started smoking everything. I started making cigars, blending cigars for friends and family, and about a couple of years ago, I launched Principal Cigars, and now we do it for a living.
Now, there are going to be some people who listen to this and say, I can't believe I'm hearing this guy talk about smoking cigars. It's not good for you. The FDA has found it to be just as dangerous as cigarettes, cigar smoking, for a number of diseases, heart disease and lung diseases. Are you worried about your health?
Well, if you smoke cigars in the fashion that one smokes cigarettes, I'd be very worried about your health. But I'm in the cigar industry and it's my life, and I smoke less than a cigar a day. It's really something to be enjoyed, and especially when you're doing it at the level that I am, you're smoking very special stuff that you really look forward to, and that is a premium thing to be enjoyed on rare occasions.
So I'm not a cigar smoker myself, yep. But I have had a cigar on occasion, and I always feel like I have to brush my teeth like for an hour to get the taste out of my mouth afterwards. Is that a bother to you, or what do
you're
do?
Probably smoking mass-produced, not properly fermented cigars.
Just bad quality, maybe.
It's when you make millions of something, there are just certain shortcuts that have to be taken. Most of our production runs are like a few thousand sticks. Like, we use really special tobacco. We're not the only one. There's really plenty of amazing boutique producers out there making really special stuff. And when I hear that, you're the kind of person I love to give a cigar to change your perspective.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm not sure. I'm not totally sold, but you're not smoking a cigar right now, right?
I am. I just put one down. We're working on a really special project with Angel's Envy, where we're aging cigars with cask strength bourbon in the Angel's Envy bourbon casks. Hmm. And so we have 10 levels of strength. And I just smoked one that's the second to lightest, and it is amazing. I can't wait for this project to move forward.
I think that's the first time I've ever interviewed someone while they were smoking a cigar. Darren Chaffee, last year became the first American to win the world championship in cigar smoking, and he's going to be competing in Copenhagen. Darren, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Great to chat with you.
And on this Friday, we say goodbye to our intern, Dan Catter, who is not smoking a cigar, but he did produce that story you just heard, and many others. He's been with us through rain, sleet, and lots of snow, always with a good attitude and good ideas. Best of luck, Dan. You've been great. And if you've been wondering, where is Robin? Well, she's in San Diego because next week, all week, she will be broadcasting from KPBS, focusing on the drought, the military, the economy, and much more. Robin in San Diego all next week. And Lisa, usually whenever Robin goes to Southern California, it rains there. Uh-oh. Hopefully, given the drought, she'll be able to keep that streak going. Although I just checked the forecast and it looks pretty sunny for next week. So we'll see.
Thank you for not taking up cigar smoking here in the studio, Jeremy.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.